Simon Aleph, the first in Rashi, the first white line at the bottom, four lines in the bottom. V'nechus l'she'elu. The Mor says, Rashi says, lo nitzul kli v'sech kli l'truma. We can't allow that you should be titled yes a kli inside of a kli for truma. Dilmachosi amoritz, the amoritz will see you do it, and do the same, and he will not do it in a way which is careful. And we borrow their kelim. We borrow the kelim from the amoratzim. So the result will be that we'll have use a kelim which is tome. The correct years in Rashi is mishtamshin behem. Itam masis and the shalina mina. We have a mission which indicates that we do borrow their kelim. So Hillel says klicheres is matzal alakol. Now, I gave you one example of how it would work. One example is a case where you have two floors and you have a hole in between, and this is blocking the hole. Since the klicheres does not accept tumor from it's outside only from the inside is facing up to the second floor, so the bottom is blocking the tumor. Another example, Rashi says, the mukib tzamei psil b'oil ha'meis. There's a din in the Torah called mukib tzamei psil. If you have a klicheres which has a covering sealed onto it, not just covered, but actually sealed on. So the halacha is that even though tumah permeates, it doesn't. But the Torah said by kli cheres, when it has a covering, the halacha is that the tumah, what's inside, does not become tameh. But again, the halacha is that both of these examples, only a kli which is tor acts as a chatzitza. A kli which in itself is tummy, for whatever type of tumah, will not act as a chatzitza.
Do we use that kli cheres as a protection at times and to keep things clean?
Well, we don't really deal with tumah and tahara nowadays.
Well, did they ever do that? Seeing that,
yeah,
there was something
they would do that. They would put it inside, and they would seal it, mm-hmm, so that whatever is inside remained even though it was an oil and mace, it would remain tor. So Rashi says, so either you had the case of Mukut Tzom Psil B'Oil HaMeis, Inami HaMeis B'Bayis, Mataris B'Li, you have the mace on the first floor, you have these Tzuma, you have the items which are Tor in the second floor. V'Aruba Pesucha Min HaBayis L'Li, and you have, there's a window, an opening in the floor between the house and the second floor. V'Shivu Klicheres B'Pischa, they put a Klicheres in the opening. It'll block the tumor because it doesn't accept tumor from its outside. And it saves everything in the second floor from becoming tumor. Whatever's inside. The Beshama says, no, it only saves food, drink, and other klicheres. So they ask Basilo, Beshama, why? He says, because it's a kli tameh shutameh. A kli ezeh hayutameh mitzilosei. Kadam shenos amoritz al pi aruba. Before the amoritz put it inside the hole, it already was tameh. And a kli which is tameh doesn't block. Or if it was mukim tameh seal, the same thing. A kli which is tameh doesn't block. You tell me that the food and drink inside are tor, which means it is tor. It was sealed. He. Those are both. So it should be the same. Then, if it's tameh, it shouldn't save the food and drink. If it's tor, it saves the food and drink. It should save everything else. So he answered back, the food and the drink, if you're being matar, that you're matar, get la'atzmai tahardu. Top Rashi on the Chavez and the Beis. Who the Amorites will eat them? Shrei HaChaverim B'deilin Mehen U'mimagon. Chaverim do stay away from the Amoratsim and that which they touch. So, as far as the Chaver is concerned, all the food of the Amorites is Tomei. But if you're going to be Matara Kli, and same with Kli Charis, because Kli Charis cannot be. If you put in the mikvah, to become Torah. Klicheres remains tamei, and that's it. But whereas it comes to regular kli, tarta lechavaloi, shema tishalenu, you might borrow from him. It's a shamesh boy, and we'll use it. Okay. So Rabbi Yeshua said that I find the words of Beis Shammai quite frankly embarrassing. So you have Isha Losha Bereva, so you have a woman upstairs in this Areva, and the woman is kneading the dough. The dough is totally tore, and the woman and the keli are tamei 7 days. Now, the Mishnah does say over there that, I mean, once she's tamei, she can make the dough tamei. So calls the man, the dough stays in the Areva, the dough is tore. If she picks up the dough to work with it, now it's just a regular piece of dough, touching a woman a tummy 7 days. So then the dough will become tummy. But until that happens, it's just in the Areva, the fact that it's in the Areva, and the fact that she's touching it, vis-a-vis the dough, there's a blockage. So she's really, vis-a-vis the dough, as if we deal with it as if she's tore. Vis-a-vis herself, we do as if she's tummy. Okay, now we were holding the Gemara, so that this, so Rabbi Shua found the words of Beis Shammai difficult. And so one of the Tumim of Beis Shammai was Nitzvoloi. So we're holding, let's pick up from there. 6 lines down. Nitzvilo Talmud Echa Mitamina Beis Shammai. One of the Tamina of Beis Shammai joins him. She said, Armerlocha Taiman Shal Beis Shammai. I want to explain to you Beis Shammai's reasoning. Armerloi Amor says, explain, say, Armerloi Kli Tamei Chetzes or Enachetzes. There's a Kli which is Tamei Black. She says, no. Armerloi Enachetzes. It's not Chetzes. Kli Shal Amor, it's Tamei Ator. Then he asked him, is the kli of an Amor, is it a tummy or a Torah? Amalei is tummy. So you just agreed, A, that a kli tummy is chaitzitz, not chaitzitz. You agreed that a kli of an Amor is tummy. So really, everything should be tummy. Okay, so far, so good. Now, if you met the Amalei tummy, if you tell the Amor that is Kalim Atome, Klumashkech Alecha, will he listen to you? And therefore, everything that Li is Tome. He says, what do you mean? My Kali is Torah. I know. Rabbi said in Shir last week that Kli Torah blocks the Tuma. That's why I put it there. My Kli is Torah. He says, no, your Kli is Tome, because you're not Moritz. Hey, Rabbi, you're Tome. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. Everything is fine. My house. If you tell that more, it's tame shali tor b'shalchot tame. He says, no, I keep my things a bit tahara. You have problems, not me. Okay, so v'zel tame shal Beis Shammai. So this is Beis Shammai's reasoning. So Beis Shammai says that in the Amoritz's eyes, his kli is tor. So anything which is only applicable, only affect the Amoritz, the food and the drink, and the Kli Cheres, which only the Amoritz will use anyway. The Chavar will not use from him, because the Chavar holds everything. Guy's got his tummy anyway. So what do we gain by making them tummy? As far as he's concerned, everything is store, so everything is store, so let him deal with it as a bit store. We don't gain anything. Whereas vis-a-vis anything which would impact us, because we might borrow from him, we're going to deal with it as that it's tummy. Because we hold that the Kli is Tome. So that was Beis Shammai's reasoning. So Mor says, Miyad Holok Rabbi Yeshua Minishtatach Al Kibre Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Yeshua went and prostrated himself to ask Mechila, by the quorum of the Tamid Beis Shammai who had died. And he said, Omer, he said, as way of apologizing, he says, Nanesi Lochem, I have afflicted you, it pains you. If the things which were not clear about you, now I understand that they had a very good reason why they're doing them. So, the things which made sense, obviously I should have been more careful with the way I spoke about you. The usual lashon boshni, I'm embarrassed with what you said. That was a strong lashon. So Amr the Morse says, "Kol yomav nihushku roshino b'mnei atani Yosef." The rest of his life, he fasted to ask forgiveness. He fasted that they should be moichel, to the point that his teeth became black because of the amount of fast that he fasted.
Who Rabbi Yosef?
Rabbi Yeshua.
Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah. Tani Mias l'chav b'loy. So, the point of this quote in the whole Braisa was those words that it comes to a Kli, except for Kli Cheres, when you're being mataring it for him and for yourself. What does that mean for him and for yourself? Alma, we see Shalina Mina, we borrow from them. So, the verse says, if we borrow from them, so how can we go back to our case of the it's the end of a long question. So go back to the question of Manalf. The Morris said that if your terrible Kli is a Kli, the Morris says for Truma it's okay. Why is it okay? Because we don't accept Truma from an Amoritz. So the cover will do it in a way which is effective and then use it for his Truma. Even if the Amoritz sees him and copies in a way which is not effective, and the keli is tamei, we're not being matar of the truma for a chaver won't accept this truma anyway. Morris said, that's very nice, but we'll borrow the keli from him. So and then use it for truma. So we're back to square one. The Morris says, ki mashalina minayu matvilinon lehu. But yeah, when we borrow them, we're table them. So, if we borrow them, we're tabled them, so there's no problem.
Because they're going to have a cheskos tumah anyway.
Right. So, someone else asked the kashi, isn't what the Morris Havmina was? Of course, we could table it before we use it. Like, what was the Morris kashi? Now, the Morris says, well, if that's true, Yehaki Nahadrilu Beishamai, the Beis Hillel, the Beishamai, Shalini Minayu Matlinilu. Why do we need to say that only Kalim in the case of the Leah are Tomei, because you might borrow it from Nam Oritz? So yeah, but even we borrow it, we'll be terrible it. So what's the problem? That the Beis Hillel should say back to Beis Shammai. More answers. Tomei Meis Boy Hazor Gimel V'Zayin Amon L'Zayin Yomi Loi Mushli Inchi. So, but over there, the problem is that we're dealing with Tumas Mace. And so normally, apparently, we're going to say when we accept a Keli from Am Oritz, we're not choishes usually for Tumas Mace. That wasn't such a common issue. The more common issue was Niza and these type of things, etc., which the Tumah what you're dealing with is not a Tumah of Zion. So we would borrow the Keli and we'd table it. But we were not. Since if we would have an option of Zion, we would do Zion. Why not? Borrow for 8 days. Do the process of Hazor, Gimel, and Zion. You sprinkle the ashes on it from the Paraduma the third day and the seventh day. You're retired. But since in general people would not lend for that type of length of time, and the concern about Tumas Mace was not so common, they weren't Machai that they had to be process it like that. So over here, and they would basically ask him, if this was ever involved with the mace, and he would say yes or no. But over here, in Aunt Morris's mind, this is in the upstairs, or downstairs, it was blocked. Like, what's the problem? If they mention anything about it, like he'll just lend it, and we will not have time to process it, and end up being using a kli which is tummy mace.
So this discussion is focused on before the Korban.
You don't. Once you have the ashes from the Paradum, you don't need the Beis Hamikdash. You can do it anywhere.
Agreed. I'm just wondering that at some point, well, maybe I'm wrong, but thinking at some point, presumably, you ran out.
Yeah, at that point in time, we would have problems. Right? Until
this discussion is before that
time. Before that time, correct. Okay, for the Markasha. Patvila lo mehem, this means, but you're telling me that we don't trust the Yama Oritz when it comes to Tvila. That he was tabled the clean, he was matar the clean properly. Some more that when you borrow the kli, you tell him that you have to table it, which means you don't ask him, hey, did you table this, you know, this recently? Because we don't trust him. Then Markasha Batanya Nemonim Ami Ha'oritz al Taris Tfilos Tomei Mace. And I'm worse as Nemon to say that you were matar, somebody became Tomei to Mace. That he went through the process of being tayvel himself. He's never to do that. Amar Baya Lekasha. That's a different Habegufay Habekalev. We trust him that he was tayvel himself. We don't trust him when he said he was tayvel the Kalev. Rabbi Amar Idi Idi Bekalev. No, even by the Kalev, there's a difference between some Kalev. Some Kalim, no, depending on what he says, we will believe him or not. V'lekash. Hod amr mi'olam lo hitvalti kli b'sech kli. I never did it, so we don't say that he's lying. We trust him, and he says, I wasn't terrible kli b'sech kli. But if he tells you, I was terrible, but I was careful, he doesn't know what careful means. He tells me, I never did it. If he tells me, I did it, but I did it the right way. We say, okay, thank you very much. I was tevelet. I never used a kli which is too small. And I know exactly how large it has to be. So that already, we don't trust him that he has that he's careful with that type of measurement. This Tanya Rashi says is binichusad. It's a proof. It's not a question.
I mean, it's a little bit a strange thing, right? Because he's the fact that he's you know, he says shame if he's prepared to know means that he's aware of the issue, you know. I'd say if he's aware of the issue,
correct. At the same time, either the pshat is, you know, he did it. He wasn't aware, and later on he heard his shears. Oh, yeah, that was probably, I think that was the right size. You know, sounds like what the rabbi said, you know. Or even B'shas Maisa, he's not so careful with the exact size. But Tanya, we find this type of idea that if he basically, you know, says he wasn't involved in the whole issue, we trust him. We say he was involved, but he was careful how he did it. We're less trusting on that point. But Tanya, like we find that it says the following: the price Nemanam or it's Lemer Paris Lahuchshiru. I have Paris which they weren't Muchshir; no liquid went on them. So no liquid is no liquid. We trust him when he says that. But yeah, they're mukshir, but the mice, I was careful to make sure they never became tummy. Because that we don't trust him that he was careful. So if you tell me that we're never involved in the issue at all, okay, never involved in the issue. Tell me that you were involved in the issue, but you were careful how exactly you dealt with it, that we can't accept. So something similar, whether it be something similar to over here. Rabbi Markasha, Vagufay Mimehem, and Sabaya said that in the Pasha, the Rova seems to agree with him. He just says, even my Kelo, there's a case where you're Nema, but he agrees with the Bayer that and it comes to the goof of the Amor, it's your Nema. So, Vatanya Chobar Shabbat Lahazis. Mazel Lov Minyad. Chobar comes to present himself to the Paraduma sprinkling station. They come to where they have it stored, and he wants to become Tor. So the law is Mazel Lov Minyad. We can process him immediately. We trust him that he counted his 7 days, and now he's ready to become Tor. However, Amorit Shabbat Lahazis. And Mazanul of Achi Yasib Fanenu Shlash Ushmi. We say, okay, sir, please go to that house over there, stick around for the next 7 days, and we'll process you and Shlishi and Shmi. Now, I just want to point out, they didn't have one specific station, they had more than one place where they had it. The person has to or even if they did, say, but he comes. You can't. You're mazel on the person twice on the third day and the seventh day. So the Amor, the chaver comes and says, "I'm ready to do it. It's day three. I'm ready to count the 3 days." So we count 3 days. And he still has to stick around for the day seven. But theoretically, he can go to a different place and say, "Well, I did three over there. I want to do seven over here." We trust him on that also. The Amor, we don't trust that he counted anything. So we wait. Make him wait 3 days. We're mazel. We can wait another 4 days. We're mazel again. So if we don't trust him on the Hazor, we don't trust him on Tefillah either. The word says, Elam Rabbaya. The Acharim deal with that. The word Elam here is not your standard Ella. Because the word is not falling off of what it said before. The word is answering the question. That we find sometimes that once he comes to the sprinkling station and they give him a major hassle. He says, "I'm telling you, it's been 3 days. I went somewhere else in 3 days. It's already 7 days." He says, "No, you're waiting here for 7 days, and we're going to watch you see the process." The guy says, "Well, in the belt, these rabbis, the line of Meshuggahness." Right? So now they come and say, "Well, were you tayvul?" He says, "He's not taking any chances on the tefillah. You know, they'll make him do it again." So we assume that he's honest about the tefillah because he saw how harsh they dealt with him when it came to the hazor. We assume he was careful when it came to the tefillah. What I'm not clear about is that. So Bishlam, when you're talking about a case of Tumas Mace, so the Hitaka went through this whole thing, they gave him a major hassle. So he said, "I'm not doing this again." And he was careful how he was tayful. The person who was Amoritz, who taught the Sheretz, why can't you assume he was careful with the Tevila? He's then the guy with regards to the Tevila. So if you look at the Brisa, that the Monim Amoritz al Taharis Tevilas Tomei Meis, and Echonami. We didn't say he's Neman on Tevila in general. We said he's Neman on the Tevila of a Tomei Meis who became Tomei, and he's been Matar himself. That Tevila is Neman. But Echonami, other types of Tevila will not be Neman on. Sakrashi. Klum Mashkech Olecha. He's going to listen to you. L'fichach Tiro Loi Beisham Echon Mashkech Klicheris. He doesn't believe you that it's Kelem or Tomei. So he said, "Okay, fine." So Echon Mashkech Klicheris. Shelem Taro. There's no way to be matar echel mashkim. At kucheres, you can't be matar them unless you break them. In basa lo esen olav lo yishmon lecha. If you tell me that the tomei, he won't believe you. Avol kucheshetav yishmon lecha v'yatvileno. The kucheshetav, you tell him the tomei, so he'll be tayvul then. So Mar says, when we borrow them, we retrieve them. If you because we're afraid that he even believing that he was terrible, then we're afraid that he processed it improperly, and he was terrible in a way which is not proper. Until Lord Muhammad, the Marta Hashem Amen Otsarach Lahatu, when he borrows it, you have to retrieve it. I said he's believed. We bring a price that he's believed. That's Begufay Muhammad. Rabbi said depends on what he says. Vatanya Benichusa, we have a price which is read Benichusa. Excuse me, the word Vatanya is read Benichusa. So if it's read with inflection, I Vatanya. So it means a question. That's called Bitsimiya. You read it with wonderment. If you want to read it as a proof, say Vatanya. Benichusa, you read it just as a relaxed statement. L'hukshiru l'niru l'tumah. He says, I tell you, they didn't come roy for tumah, so we believe it. He tells you that they did, but I was careful on the tumah, we don't believe it. Mar says, in Gufa, he's Mehama. Chavar Shabbat L'hazayis. Vamar roy. Sher roy. I am roy. L'kabal hazah rishar. Shkwar over gimel yomim l'tumah. Shay yomim gimel. He comes and says, listen, today's day three. We believe it. Amoritz, we don't. So we're answering the Chumash Shechmarta Lo Bitchila Kishabala Fanechal Hazoisov Lohimant. They came for the Hazos. We didn't trust it. Therefore, Kalta Lo Beseiv Alamin Al Tefila. Fishu Nizer Bitchila Soshal Yitzarach Loyoyt. He's careful with the Tefila. He shouldn't have. They shouldn't make him do it again. Okay. Something more. So the Mishnah said that when it came to Shruma, we deal with Achurayim B'Teich. When it came to Kodesh, we said that even once the outside is done, the whole thing is done. So there's a concept of Achurayim B'Teich for Shruma. We deal with Tumah on the inside and the outside differently, and not by Kodesh. So the Marbay Achurayim B'Teich. What's the din of Acharayim B'Teich? Kiritnan, Mishnah, Klishanitma Acharev B'Mashkin, Acharev Tumeyin. So Tumas Mashkin, Tumatama Kalim is the Rabbana. In general, a Tumay Mashka, liquid which is Tumay, cannot be Matame a Kli. With some notable exceptions, but in general they can't. Because of those exceptions, Rashi will see when Rashi, the Vrchazal said that Mashkin are Matame. Our matame, yes, matame, kalim. However, this tumah, the chazal were not masak in halacha of being serev truma. So truma, which was tor, was put in this keli, which became tame through touching mashkim. You do not burn the truma.
Does it have to be sealed?
No. No, not in tummy, not a case of mace. So, a sheretz touched some food. Food touched some liquid. The liquid is tummy, or the liquid touched the sheretz directly. So now that liquid fell in a kli. So the kli derises is tor. Derises on which is tor, and the lacha is that shuma which is tor, and then shuma was put in the kli. So the kli is tor, the chum is tor. If you rise the chum, which is tor, you know, a lot of burn. Okay? The chum said it's tome. So you can't eat it. Well, you got to burn it. Well, I can't burn it. If you rise it's tor. So they said you can't use it. So you let it sit until eventually, you know, it has hesechadas, and you know, something happened to it, and then you consume its tome, you can burn it. But right now you can't burn it as it is. We don't want the guy running out and being burning it based on this tumor. So he made a hacker to person to realize this is not a tumah deraisa, because on kalim deraisa, except for kli cheres and metal kli, a wood kli, any type of kli like that, there's no difference between inside and outside. The tumah touches the outside, the whole kli is tumah. Over here, the mashka touches the outside, the kli is the inside is tor. So that's strange. Almost be a tumah derabanan, because tumah deraisa wouldn't have such a thing. So it'll be a reminder that the tumah derabanan. But differentiating if the inside and the outside. Kli shenit ma'acharav b'mashkin. a charev tamein. The outside is tamei, but teich of the inside. Oignoi the rim, oznoi the handle, v'yodov. Okay. Oznov look like ears, you know, your that type of handle. Yodim is like a your frying pan handle. So the back of it is tameh, the rest of it is torah. However, the tumah was touched the inside of the kli. Then the lochas, even though they're running case, the whole kli is. So the fact that we differentiate, we say, well, where to touch? So what's the difference? The whole kli is tummy. No, it's not. So that'll be a reminder that it's tumah d'rabban. See Rashi. Kli shenim achurav, kli eitz oishal mateches, kamer, shemitamim migabim, they accept tumah from the outside. Kev tummy b'mashkin. The tumah d'rabbanon heat, d'rabbanon, the mirai se'en oichal mashkin matamah kli. Food and drink do not have the power to matamah kli. She'e kli mekabal tumah, elam yav tumah. There's no food which is an avatuma. It's not a primary source of tuma. Same thing with a mashkin. Because of chamishiyum, a mashkin metamikli, the liquid, yes, can be metamikli. Minarbonon, fishiyesh mashkin, shu avatuma. There are liquids which are avatuma. Metamikli minatara, which can make a kli tome. Regarding roikush azov, the spit of a zov, or maybe a raglov, or his urine. Those have a din tuma deraisa to be matama kli. They're an avatuma. Hilko. So the common said people mashka makes a klita. Finish. But it's under a button. A chur of tamei, the mashar tashmish and shabbat tahar, and we deal with it. The back side is being tame, the rest is being tor. The other one, Hector, the Chazal made some type of reminder. Lo idea shetuma zomi divreim to point out this is a tuma drabbanon. Lo yisur for Allah tuma vekachim, or that they shouldn't come to burn tuma kachim which touch it. Kachim refreshes mesethes nida perakam. That's how it's explained over there in mesethes nida. Aignoi. If the rim bends out, and it's something that was bent out in such a way that, you know, it had some, some width to it, you could use it for something. So that part is not tummy. Also, you could go in oizen a chavis, like the handles of a jug, so it's like it looks like an ear. V'yadav kli sheyesh lebeis yad k'kein mach was a frying pan which has a handle. It metoichay afilu b'tumah d'rabbanan kulo tamei. But when it comes to the inside, what's inside the kli? So whatever, if it never became tamei, the whole kli becomes tamei. An aguna is with an ayin. It's an anchor. The word anchor. An ogun is an anchor. Ubeis atzvita. So the Mishnah said that we differentiate between the they have a charaim b'teich. Bear with me for a second, right? It says Acharayim b'teich ubeis hatzvita l'truma. I'm reading Rashi. Rashi says l'truma. Okay. So the more, so now what is exactly his beis hatzvita? My beis hatzvita. What is his beis hatzvita? I'm Rabbi Huda Mishmol, Malkam Shet Soivtai. So, the it's a place where you're going to hold it when you want to pass it to somebody else. where do you find that the word of passing something to somebody is called svita? The pasuk says by Boaz with Ruth, vayitzvot lo koli, and over there the targum Rashi points out the targum translates it vayishit lo, he passed it to her. So vayitzvot lo koli means passing. Rabbi Asi Amar B'Yochanan, so that the base of tzvita means makom shenikiya das. Nikiya das means people which are very sensitive, an istinus.
Is that a negative adjective?
The Gemara seems to refer to an istinus as somebody who's being over. Yeah. So tsoivin, they will color it literally. So what does that mean? You know, everybody takes their bread, they dip it in where the dip is. So like everybody's bread going into that dip, into their mouth, into the dip. You know, the guy says, "I can't deal with this." So he pours a little bit off to the side, like maybe a little bit of an empty spot before that. Everybody gets there. He pours a little bit off, like he finds like an indentation in the clay up to the top. Sticks a little bit of liquid over there, and he uses that for his own personal dipping spot. So it's a little bit separate, like an indentation which can hold some liquid. Okay. Rashi. He holds it and he passes it to somebody else. The targum translates that to mean v'oshidlo. Niki adas istenisim. Those which are istenis. Tzovin matvilin oichlin bechardel bechovitz. They would table it in the mustard or in the vinegar. Shechachin b'shulei akara beis kibol la'atzmai v'gaver loisaviv v'noisin sham chemetz bechardel. So they. I'm not sure. Rashi says b'shulei hakara, the bottom of the kara. It sounds like it means like a separate. I'm not sure the physical metzius. How do you make it in the bottom of the kara when everyone else is using the top of the kara? That means it's a separate kli, or means his own kli. He turned his own kli upside down. I will come to see exactly how that works. General, the point Rashi is saying was because the Mishnayos are mashma that it was on the outside, it wasn't on the inside. So that's the point, because Beis Tzvita is not considered like Teich. But the Chiddush is we deal with it separate that from Achurayim. So, Masha touching Beis Tzvita will not be Matam Achurayim. Masha touching Achurayim will not be Matam Beis Tzvita. So, besides the back area, again, even Achurayim we said was someone which was normal to use. It was usable. The case of example is like, you know, your Kiddush cup which stands on a base, there's a little holding place in the back, and that's called Achurayim. So, Beis Tzvita would be. I guess in this kli, they made like a little side thing alongside that to be used independently. So I guess everyone else is using the Acharayim, he would use the Beis Tzvita. I'm not sure exactly. The Metzius. Okay. Tani Rabbi B'Kamei de Rav Nachman. Kol HaKelim Ein Lehem Acharayim B'Toich. Echad Kratshei HaMikdash V'Echad Kratshei Gvul. So we said Rekodesh, however, the Chazal said, when it comes to Kodesh, we say, if it's Tame, it's Tame. So if Mashka touched the back of the Kli, the Acharayim of the Kli, the whole Kli is Tame. We don't say, well, the only part is Tame, the whole thing is Tame. So the Lach is, that applies, Echad Kodesh HaMikdash, Echad Kodesh HaGvul. What are you dealing with Kodeshim, which are eaten only in the Mikdash? What they did with things which are holy, which are eaten in the Gvul, which you mean anywhere within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So he said, one second. Amalei katshei gvul ma'anino. What are katshei gvul? That means truma. Well, hatanan acharayim v'teichu v'esit tzvita l'truma. The mission says that truma, it's that we deal with them separately. Not that the whole thing is tamei. So Dilma, the kulach nasu altaris hakodesh kamarta. What you meant to say was not truma, but a case where you had kulin, which is nasu altaris hakodesh, which is outside of the mikdash. Guy can be sitting in svas, dealing with kulin, which is not nasu altaris hakodesh. Like we spoke before, that he undertook to deal with it with all of the levels of chumra of tuma of kodesh. This way, he's accustomed to deal with it. He won't make a mistake, so he goes to the mikdash. So, those items will have this halacha that the tuma, if mashke touches the acharayim of the kli, the whole kli is tuma. So Nachman said he's karton milsa. This idea that you said over here, that talk about too much and also Taras and Kurdish, reminds me of something else. The Omer Rabba Baravua, Achaz Esay Marlis Shonukan, there's 11 Chumras Drabonin over here, of Kurdish over Chum. And Shesh Rishon is Bein LeKadosh, Bein LeChulin Shanas Al Taras HaKadosh. The first six apply to Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKadosh also. And this is in the first six. That's good. It fits. HaKadosh 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 HaKadosh. So the last five don't apply to Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKadosh. So Krashi. And HaMacharai. And Chiluk. Shalachrayim b'toich lohem elo mishnitu echem him akol tome. By Kodesh, the loch is no difference between achrayim b'toich. As I read it, we're according to the Bach. And if the achrayim becomes tome, the whole thing becomes tome. That it's true, ben the kachay, mikdash ben the kachay, whether for Kodesh in the mikdash or outside of the mikdash. Shuma is an echelis b'chol gvul Eretz Yisrael. Shuma is eaten anywhere in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So Dilma, how the kachay gvul? You said kachay gvul. You meant chulin shenasu al taras kodesh kamartu. It was chulin dealt with the chumra of kodesh. Vayinei mishnas chazu. That which you, this point that you said over this loishon, that loishno, no difference between the two of them. So this lesson that you taught, who's karti davar shemati mi'avav ravua, Rabbi Rav Nachman, I remember something which my Rebbe Rabbi Ravua taught me, was that the difference in the first six and the last five. Okay. So the Mora says, the Mishnah said, a noisy is a medras, noisy is a chuma, a waloy is a kodesh. Person's carrying something which we came to me through Tumas Medras. Now the law is that Medras has a din of an Abba Tuma. So if a person, Medras is Rima Tame through Medras. So if you have a bed which is came to me through Medras, it doesn't need the gear. So if there's five mattresses, the Zov lies on the mattresses, all the mattresses are Tame. And the bed underneath is also Tame. If somebody else lies on top, goes later on, and you take off those four mattresses, and you put four new mattresses on top, which are Tor, and you put the prisoner's Tor lies on top, but he becomes Tame. You don't need the gear to come Tame through mattress. But besides that, there's a din of touching it. There's a din of the gear. The gear works like with Rishon, Shani, and Shlishi. So if you have prisons carrying medras, he's not sitting, lying on it, leaning on it, so he don't become tummy if he touches it directly. It's an apatuma. So if he holds it with a handkerchief, so the handkerchief becomes a reach, and a reach can't be a tummy person. See, he's tore. person's carrying medrash in a way that he's tor. So he's allowed to carry the medrash in one hand and the truma in the other hand. Because he's tor, what's the problem? We're not chayshin, he's going to go like this and be matam of the truma. Our lawyers are Kaddish. When it comes to Kaddish, we do not let him do that. Yeah. Let's hold it here. The more says, the more wants to know why not. Like, what's the problem?